Okay, we're being recorded and transcribed. That's excellent. Okay, I'd like to call the meeting to order at this time. I'm Scott Nelson. And Mary, do we have a roll? Roll call?
We have a quorum.
Okay, we have a quorum.
And I will do roll call.
Excellent.
So, on Teams for telephone, we have Tammy Sojia-Costa, Aaron Kawala, Master Sergeant Rodriguez, John Rockwell, Ross Atkinson, Carl Edwards, Jim Goodman, Fire Marshal Kyle Green, Missy Hart from Jay Bear, Casey Cook, Josh Long, Nikki Flores, Naomi Ulrich, Paul Marcoris, Richard Sasai, Zach McRae. In the room, I have Scott Nelson, Lieutenant Enders, Mr. Richter, David Reed, Mark Newman, myself, Paul Fussy, Scott Formo, Kevin Rockwell. And that is everybody I have. Has anybody else joined in that I missed? Pete Sojia.
Oh, he did. Okay.
I'm good to go.
Okay. Do we have any special guests today? Okay, hearing none, we can move on to the approval of the meeting minutes. Has everyone had a chance to review them? And are there any requested changes at this time? Okay, hearing nothing, could I get a motion and a second then to approve the meeting minutes?
Motion to approve, John Rockwell.
Thank you, John. And a second?
Second, Master Sergeant Rodriguez.
Thank you, Sergeant Rodriguez. Any objections for further discussion? Okay, hearing none, the motion is passed. We can now move on to the issues and risk log, if you'd like, if you're ready. Mr. Fussy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So good afternoon, everyone. So with issues and risk logs, I've talked to Mr. Woodall and I've talked to Mr. Stormo. And if you see the two that are in yellow, the microwave that's been on here for a long time, if you look at, they were opened in 2019 and then open again in 2020. I would like to have a proposal to close or remove items Op 12 clear microwave and Op 13 DOD microwave hop, the EOL from issues and risk log. And I would just look to Mr. Stormo for any information that I might be missing.
Now the microwave's all been installed. They came back and repeated Garwood North to Alcantara, and we are able to monitor it. There's really nothing else to worth leaving it on this list for.
All right, thank you, Mr. Stormo, through the chair. So, Mr. Chair, I would request proposal to have Op 12 and Op 13 removed from the issues and risk log at your disclosure.
Yes, I agree. We could remove motion. Yeah. So, do I have a motion for that? Anybody out there?
The chair, Mr. Fussy, do we need a motion to remove?
Through the chair, Mr. Rockwell. Yes, sir.
Then motion to remove. Thank you.
You need a second. Okay. Yeah, we also need a second. So,
Kyle Green, second that motion.
Thank you, Mr. Green. These issues are now removed. Anything else, Mr. Fussing, concerning the issues in risk log?
That is a negative, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. We can move on then to the action items.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chair. So everyone, we're still waiting on action item number one and action item number two. Action item number two was set up by Mr. Green. Action item number three was set up at the last meeting. Mr. Woodall requested a step-by-step SOP checklist for site owners in case of a Mount Spur eruption. So what I've done, I have sent out two draft policies procedure updates for the Mount Spur checklist on how to take care of the master sites, the towers, the HVAC. And that is in addition to our policy and procedures, our CNN, which are our catastrophic natural event plan. I'm still waiting for feedback on there, but a draft has been created and sent out. That completes my report on that, Mr. Chair.
Well, thank you, Mr. Fussy. Are there any questions concerning the action items? Okay, hearing none, would you like to provide the operation management updates, Mr. Fussy?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Everyone, when we look at the training, Dan Nelson is working on a training video highlighting the use of the Wi-Fi LTE functions on a radio. He's working with Nick and his team on that. So that'll be out and be posted on our website. Moving on to outreach, I attended the SDLC Riverwatch briefing. Riverwatch is going on right now, and that's where the SDLC folks send people out into the field watching the YK Delta, those rivers, Kenai River and other ones. So I attended to make sure that none of our infrastructure had the possibility of being threatened. Last year, our tower over in Glen Ellen, the Moose River flooded up quite a bit on there. But this year, there was no issues anticipated near the AMR infrastructures. So that was always a good sign. I am contacting AMR members on my quarterly check-in, see if there's any questions, concerns, or and how their radio grids are progressing. So working on that just takes a lot of time, but want to make sure that I reach out to everybody. I did attend the APOA meeting, and that's making sure that with the contracts, certain meetings and deliverables are met. So I attended that meeting. The subscriber request form has been updated, and it's now posted on the website. So Nick and his team added a new section for OTAP. So that's on the website. Everybody can take a look at that. If you're not going to have OTAP, then you just fill out the subscriber request like you usually do. There's just one little section on there. So we're working to turn on TDMA more. We turned TDMA on for Western Emergency Services. I've got emails out to a couple other agencies working on that to turn on their TDMA. So that'll probably happen in the next couple of weeks. They're finalizing some of their radio upgrades, and we've got a couple more meetings with their IT team, their radio folks, and we'll be turning on TDMA for them. Another concern, we've had some rain here, and I know it's snowing up right now in the Alaska Range. However, we're tracking wildland season fires. Make sure our ALMR towers and SAT systems are not in danger. Like I've mentioned in a couple other meetings, some of wildland fires came close to the towers, but currently there's been 49 wildland fires that are ready this spring and 5 are active as of this morning. I just went on the website. So we're monitoring that, making sure there's no threat to the infrastructure, to the system. On the system upgrade, the quarterly security patch for all zones will be conducted in the last week in May. And Nick and I work with our ISSM manager, Mr. Reed, and all the dispatch centers to make sure that goes smoothly. So all the dispatch centers will be hearing from Nick's team and I the morning of before we do it, and then directly after to make sure that goes smoothly. April document reviews, the employee termination policy and procedure, facility security penetration policy and procedure, emergency operations policy and procedure, system change request management, and the audit reporting policy and procedure were all updated. Does anybody have any questions for me before we move on to the system metrics? Hearing none, Mr. Chair, I'll move on.
Was some in the chat?
What was the policy document number that Carl said had updates to it?
You asked that question?
Kyle Green.
Mr. Green, it wasn't a policy. Sorry, Mr. Green, through the chair. That was our subscriber request form. That is on when someone adds or deletes radio, they fill out a subscriber request form that goes to the AMR help desk. And that form has been updated and it is now on the website. So Nick added a line next to the KMF line if someone has OTAP on there. So that's not a policy and procedure, Mr. Green, that through just the updated form.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chair, I'll start with the metrics. So we look at our calls for April were 1,542,345. Our monthly push-to-talks were 2,443,918. Our monthly busies were 357. And our monthly sites below 3.9 were 12, a little bit up from last year, but we have PMIs going on, Auk Lake, Donnelly Dome, Independence Ridge, Pillar Mountain, Sourdough. Crews are out now working on PMIs. We did have some commercial circuit outages, Haynes and Skagway, and then Cooper Mountain and Divide, Hill 3265, Valdez and Woman's Bay. Just a couple of different reasons why they were down, and those are listed. Now, we do have two new slides. This was requested last user council meeting, so we've sent that out to the individual who requested them and to the chair, make sure that they were acceptable. So what I have been doing the last couple of months is breaking down what we have for subscriber accounts. So subscriber accounts for April were 32,426. And as I would talk about how many were local, DOD, federal, state of Alaska, it was brought up that it was requested to have it broken up into zones. So as a friendly reminder for everyone, zone one for ALMR is Denali Highway South, up to and including all of South and Eastern Kodiak. Zone 2, Denali Highway North. And Zone 4 is our good folks at the Municipality of Anchorage, which is their AWARN system. So as we've broken down here into the zone, so State of Alaska radios for Zone 1, 5,957. Zone 2, 2,128. DOD, then you have the local, municipal, and then federal. So those are broken down into the zones as requested. And then we created one more slide so that you can see the totality of subscriber counts. So in January, we had 32,673 subscribers. And then in April, we had 32,498. And then it's broken down into the colors of each agency. So blue would be State of Alaska, orange DOD, gray local municipal, and then yellowish would be federal. So through the chair, I'd like to just ask the user council members and representatives, do the two additional slides look okay? Are they productive? And because I don't want to put something out that's wasting individuals' time. So any feedback would be appreciative.
Of course, that can be done now or it can be done through email, correct?
Yep. Okay. That's correct, Mr. Chair.
You have a hand raised by Kyle.
Through the chair, Mr. Green.
Yeah, thank you. Paul, thanks for putting this together. I appreciate it. It helps me communicate to the stakeholders up in Zone 2 and kind of also I think will assist us in some conversations that may happen in the near future with our legislators as we describe who's using the system and the totality of that. Still hopeful for someday a geographic representation, but I get there's limitations with that at this time. So thank you for putting this together. I do appreciate these two additional slides.
You're welcome. To the chair, you're welcome.
Any more questions or comments? Okay, I think we can move on to the next item, which is, I got ahead of myself. Sorry, we have not concluded.
So thank you, Mr. Chair. So the last item for me is the other, sort of a catch-all. Mr. Reed, our security manager, he's completed the Windows Mona patching report, and we're working on a letter to dispatch centers for remote boot approval for some consoles. I just want to say thank you to all the dispatch centers and everyone who has been going through and updating and rebooting their consoles. This latest scan we did, I only had to send out 2 emails. So thank you to everyone, their hard work and making sure the security patches are being upgraded with their consoles. So the more we can do to secure the system, the better it is. Mary's working on sending out the members their point of contact verification, prepare for sending out membership agreements. So if you did get an email from her to update your point of contact or to recertify your point of contact, please respond to her emails. And we are now, once we're getting those out, she's already starting to send out membership agreements. We did meet with Mr. Stormo to finalize the cost share numbers for the federal non-DOD members. Mary sent out preliminary notices on those. And the DOD did conduct a generator and battery test at the Zone 2 master site. The drill was successfully completed without any issues or complaints from the ALMR members. So I talked to the dispatch centers up there. Went smooth. So with the new battery backup and new generator on there, very encouraging for our master site. Especially if heaven forbid, we do get a power outage out there, the batteries and the generators be able to run. For anyone that needs to reach out to me, I will be on PTO starting the 10th of May, and I will be out of state to the 18th. So please contact Mary or the AMR help desk for any issues. And then also, which I fortuitous here, so we're talking about Mount Spur, but for the Alaska Volcano Observatory, May is Volcano Awareness Month. So that's all I have. That completes my report. Pending any questions, Mr. Chair.
And are there any questions from the group for the operations management portion of this? Hearing none, we can go on with the system management updates. Nick is out of the office. Mr. Fussy, would you like to fill in?
I will try to fill in, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Right.
So I talked to Nick's team to get some talking points since Nick is on PTO this week. So Ernestson Tower, there's poor radio coverage reported by DOT. So they're working on that one. Weather dependent, they'll get out there and they're also troubleshooting microwave issues between Valdez and Divide, and there might be a little bit of outage on that one. April PMIs completed, there were 9. And looking at, to be complete by the end of June, 14 HELO sites and 10 drive-to sites, all waiting on weather and winter road conditions to clear. That's all I have, Mr. Chair, pending any questions.
And are there any questions from the group regarding system management updates? Okay, hearing none, the next item is the state and the DOD updates. Mr. Skirl, do you have anything for the state?
We're getting close again to being done with the $24 million upgrade. There's just 2 of the local dispatch centers that don't have Juniper routers put in yet. And they're not just kind of follow-on work to the project. There are a bunch of antennas that are going to be replaced under warranty by Motorola. Then they should be doing those over the next couple of months. So there will be outage notifications for those sites as their antennas are being replaced. Most of them are helicopter sites that they'll be doing that at. We've got people down on the South Ridge that the weather is keeping them from getting up to the site today, but they were down there to refill Sena and look at that microwave problem. And the microwave problem appears to be most likely a battery plant that's failed. So when there's a power bump, the site was dropping. We exercise our generators every week, and because we do that, we got to discover that the one here at the master site failed. And it's because we figured that out during a weekly exercise, we got that repaired and back in service. Still have done a little bit of testing with Smart Connect. We've gone out with the Shippers in a few places and with an Apex Next radio to see how that works connectivity-wise. And depending on where we are, that has shown some beneficial use. The OTAP, for those of you who don't know, is over-the-air programming that is done through the radio system. I'm not sure who all would be able to do that other than us for state agencies. If Nick was here, he would probably be able to answer this question, but I believe the DOD had OTAP from the very beginning. I'm not sure if it's active or usable with all the turnover that's probably happened, but it's possible that they have the capability to do OTAP program as well. And I think the reason that was added to the sheet is the radio had to be authorized for OTAP or something. So if they didn't know that, they wouldn't have checked the box in the system when they configured the subscriber. So there's the potential if we can figure out how other people can do that. You know, if you just, for example, if you have a local vendor that maintains or programs your radio, it's possible we could come up with a way for them to be able to do that remotely rather than having to travel to those radios. So that could be a good thing if we can figure out how that could potentially be done in the future. Something else that we've got set up is FirstNet's rapid response, which is basically their mission critical push to talk on a FirstNet phone, or you can run that app on a, for example, GCI phone with a cross carrier license. We have not tested all of that yet, but we have purchased some equipment and have it installed that will allow us to patch for ALMR talk groups through to that cellular communication system. So it's a way of doing it without using the donor radios, which is, for those of you who remember those conversations, the con to using donor radios is you could be tying up channels at a site for a lot more conversation than would be happening if it was just using the radio system. So other than that, unless anybody has any questions, I don't have anything further to say.
Are there any questions for Mr. Stormo from the group? Okay, hearing none, we can move on to the DOD. Mr. Woodall, do you have anything from the DOD
for us? No, I have nothing for the group this month.
Got it. All right. Thank you, Mr. Woodall. Well, then we can move on to the council representative update. So for the state of Alaska component, do we have anything from the Department of Public Safety?
Not for me, Chair. Thank you very much. How about Ben?
Thank you, Mr. Rock.
I just said to piggyback on what Scott had said, we had a meeting with First Rep Net just to get, for me at least, to get a better understanding of what's available with that rapid response. And since we're always looking at options to try to get communication to our troopers and areas that don't have ALMR currently. And it does look like a very positive tool that could, you know, go in the toolbox among other things. The cross licensing was interesting because we have troopers in places that just have GCI, so they have a GCI phone and for a slightly higher fee, which I think it was $25 a month, that is workable on a GCI phone even. So interesting developments, and we're looking at all options. Only takes money. It's just need money.
Thank you, Lieutenant Andrews. Anything for the DOT?
This is Henry Cole. I've got nothing to add at this time.
Okay. And is Mr. Clendenin on? Nope. Okay, that's a negative. We'll move on to all others. I can tell you that I have nothing for the good of the order. Mr. Edwards, how about you?
I have nothing to add today. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Edwards. On to the DOD component. Anything from J-Bear?
Hi, this is Misty Hart. I have nothing new at this time.
Thank you, ma'am. And Eielson?
Yes, sir. This is Master Rodriguez. We just, as of today, received some updated quotes for a wing purchase of LMRs going towards the TDMA upgrade. So hopefully we'll get a big bunch of money like we did last year. Another note is that we will be having a change of command next month. And as far as the POC updates, I was looking for a clarification just on who y'all would like, either our outgoing commander or the commander that won't be in until July. Side note, this will also likely be my last meeting as IPCS next month as well.
Outgoing commander would be fine.
All right. Copy that. Thank you.
And thank you for that update, Mr. Rodriguez, and we'll miss you, certainly. Thank you for your service.
All right. Thank you, sir. I'll definitely miss Alaska.
Yeah, it is a unique place. Is Tech Sergeant Maley on?
No, Tech Sergeant Maley has PCS. Mr. Adams will be his replacement, and he is out closing on a house right now, so not here today.
Roger that. Thank you. We'll move on to the U.S. Army installations. Does Mr. Eric Smith, are you on?
Neither.
Neither on. Okay, we're going to skip. We can move on to the federal non-DOD. How about the Department of Justice?
Nobody.
Department of Interior, Mr. Atkinson. Hearing nothing, I'll move on to the all others. That would be Officer James Nelson and Mr. Bobby Carter. Do either of you have anything?
They're not on.
They're also not on. We're whipping right on through. How about the municipal component? How about Municipal North?
Hello, this is Kyle Green. Nothing to report from a beautiful day up here in the interior of Alaska. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Green. How about Southeast?
This is Erin. Nothing to report from Southeast today.
Thank you, ma'am. And Central.
Hello, this is Tammy Goza Cockrell, and I do not have anything for the good of the order today. Thank you.
All right, thank you, ma'am. Mr. Goodman, do you have anything?
No, sir.
Okay. With that, I think we can move on to new business. Anything for new business? Okay. I guess we have nothing there either. with that, then the next meetings will be June 4th and July 2nd. I'm going to open the floor. Are there any other questions or comments from the group at this time?
I have one hand.
You have one hand? Okay. Fire away.
Mr. Green.
Mr. Green, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to touch briefly that if you're going to the 5x5 conference there in Bellevue, send me a message. I'd like to link up with you. I was additionally invited by FirstNet to sit on a panel discussion. Don't have a lot of details about that yet, but I'll be participating in that reference. And so, yeah, if you're going to be in Bellevue, hope to see you there, and send me a message so we can link up. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Green. Anything else for the good of the order? Okay. Well, at this time, then, I'll accept a motion and a second from anyone to adjourn the main meeting.
Move to adjourn, John Rockwell.
And a second.
This is Kyle Green, I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Green, and thank you, Mr. Rockwell. The meeting is now adjourned, and thank you, everyone, for attending. Mr. Rodriguez, wish you great success on your next duty station.
Master Sergeant.
Master Sergeant, sorry.
Thank you, sir.